Please to the book of 2 Kings, in the 22nd chapter. In your Scofield Bible, page 449. I'll be reading just the first two verses of this chapter. Because there are only two verses, we'll read them all together. Everyone standing, please, as is our custom for the reading of the Word of God. Verses 1 and 2 of chapter 22 of 2 Kings. And we'll read these two verses. Ready? Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jedidah, the daughter of Adaiah of Bozkath. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father, and turn not aside to the right hand or to the left. And let's pray. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day, this Lord's Day. We thank you for our church, for the privilege of being here. Of all places in the world, we get to be here. And we're thankful today for that. We're thankful for a man of God who is loyal and faithful to thy word. We pray for thy blessing upon him and for the preaching and the hearing of that which is preached. Thank you for our moms. We pray for your blessing upon every good lady of this church who is a mother. In Jesus' name, amen.
So, our Heavenly Father, we turn our attention now to, I guess, the most precious word in the English language other than Jesus, brother. May we do justice to those who've done so much for us, our mothers. Amen. Turn me up just a tad, would you please? 49 years ago, this afternoon, on Mother's Day, 1950, we laid my father's body in the grave. This Mother's Day, I want to honor those who are our mothers. I do not think it is wrong to do so. I do not think that if I speak nothing except about mothers today, I do not think that will dishonor God. On the cross, please, everyone set them straight now, because I want everybody here to give our mothers the honor that they deserve today. On the cross, when our Savior was giving his life, Jesus, before he ever said, "It is finished," before he ever said, "I thirst," before he ever said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He said on the cross, "John, behold thy mother, and mother, behold thy son." He was saying, "John, take care of mama. I've been working in the carpenter shop for these 33 years. I've been supporting my mama. Now, John, I'll be gone. John, take care of my mama." In the busy schedule and activities of our church today, I'd like to pause and say a word about mother. I got a little article the other day. Somebody wrote about me and sent it to me. I lost it, and if whoever wrote it would give it, I'd have forgotten who wrote it. I lost it also. But it was entitled, "The Other Side of Dr. Jack Hiles." It said there's another side. Most of us have seen the microphone kicking Dr. Jack Hiles and the pulpit pounding Dr. Jack Hiles. But this little article, not published anywhere, it was written by one of my members. It said, "I know the Jack Hiles of the Lord's Supper. I know the Jack Hiles of funeral services. I know the Jack Hiles of beautiful weddings. I know the Jack Hiles of comfort and encouragement and strength." If there is such a case this morning, the other side of Brother Hiles, I present that side to you. I will not kick over a microphone this morning. I will not beat the pulpit. I doubt very seriously if I will even raise my voice. But I want you to sit still, quit moving around, and I want to talk to you about a precious word. One of the sweetest words in the English language is the word mother. It is usually the first word our lips speak as we enter into this world. and often the last words that we speak as we leave. It is the anchor that held many from the rocks of degradation, and the magnet that has drawn a great host of people back to the, from the ways of wickedness to serving God. We never travel too far, rise too high, or stoop too low to treasure the word mother. It is most fitting, therefore, that we should set aside one day to weave a garland of praise for the brow of mother. Sometimes, in a motel room, on a Monday night, I'll come back from my meeting and I'll turn the television set on and I'll watch a little bit of Monday night football. I love the part where some big old guy that weighs 350 pounds, 6'4" tall, grimy and greasy, has just tried to gouge the eyeballs out of the guy across the line from him, comes back, and the camera is focused on him. And this big behemoth says, "Hi, Mom." It somehow just doesn't fit. And I'd like to speak a word that why didn't somebody say, "Hi, Dad?" It's always, "Hi, Mom." It's very interesting to me and very sweet. As you know, our son and his wife, Brenda, lost their little 5.5-year-old boy to a tragic accident in recent days. It's very interesting to me. When Dave wants some advice, he calls me. When Dave gets down, he calls after I'm gone in the morning. He wants to talk to Mama. He needs his Mama. You never get too old for what that word has a beautiful ring. She's mother. She may not have the grace of a society leader, but she's mother. She may be lacking in the knowledge of science and philosophy, but she's mother. She may not have kindled a beacon on some political hilltop, but she's mother. She's no Joan of Arc to lead an army to victory, but she's mother. Florence Nightingale said that the men that she saw die on the battlefields, she said, the truth is, many of the dying soldiers died calling for mother. Jerry McCauley said that the most powerful influence in the lives of the men who get right with God in the rescue mission, practically all of them had a godly mother. Let me turn today, if you'll listen carefully, to one of the dimmer lights in the Bible of motherhood. I'm going to bypass Sarah, Rachel, Mary, Mary Magdalene, Rebecca, Jochebed, Miriam, Elizabeth, Esther, Ruth, and the bright lights of the Bible, to turn our attention on one of the dim lights of the Bible. And when I call the name, hardly anybody here will know a thing about this person. I want to turn our attention this morning to a mother named Jedidah. Jedidah? Who in the world is Jedidah? I want to speak today on that little woman whose name was Jedidah. What did she do? Listen carefully. She trained a son named Josiah, who was the greatest king in the life of Judah, according to the Bible. Josiah banished idolatry from the kingdom of Judah, threw down the heathen altars, banished false worship, and led in a great revival. It was said about Josiah, don't leave me now, it was said about Josiah that like unto him was there no king before him that turned to Jehovah with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his might, according to the law of Moses. Neither after him, rose any like him. Jedidah was his mother, and she was the one that reared the greatest king that ever sat on the throne of Judah. She planted the seed of a mother's faith, fertilized it with a mother's love, watered it with a mother's prayers and tears, and reared a son who saved the nation. Now, yet, here's why she's so great. Jedidah reared this son to become the greatest king, the Bible says, before or after him, on the throne of Judah. Now, what's so unusual about that? Many good mothers rear good boys, except here's the interesting thing about it. She did this with the problems of an upstream battle against the wind. Her husband was a wicked man and one of the foulest blots on the pages of the history of Judah. Ammon was his name, a vile, wicked, corrupt, filthy, ungodly, pagan, heathen, murderous man. And yet, Jedidah, with that man for her husband and the father of her son, Josiah, she reared. So what happened is this. Jedidah, when she barred the front door from Satan, then Ammon, her husband, opened the back door. And yet, Jedidah made a Josiah out of the son of Ammon. Let me honor those mothers this morning. First, may I honor all mothers. I wish every preacher could pastor the women, the type of women that I pastor. I wish every preacher could have the type of women that we have in our church. If I tried to think of some woman in this church who's caused me a heartache, I could not think of any. I could not think of one single woman that I know that's disloyal to her preacher. I don't know of any like that. This morning, let me just take a little while and let's do it right. Let me honor those, and by the way, I'll be through with 10 after 12, as always, on Lord's Supper Day. Let me honor our mothers. I'd like to ask, please, all the mothers to stand. Would you remain standing for a moment? Do not give them a hand now, but would you stand, mothers? For 40 years, I've been your preacher. I prayed for many of you while you were yet unborn. I prayed for your mother as she carried you. For many of you, I've watched you grow up. I've been your preacher when you were beginners and primaries and juniors, junior highers and high schoolers. There are many of you who've been here for these 40 years. But may I say that not a single one of you has ever caused me one moment's displeasure. From my heart, may I thank God for you. May I express my gratitude and my love to you. May I thank you for what you mean to your preacher. Without any applause, because I'm going to honor some others after a while, I want to honor you on Mother's Day. God bless you. Thank you for being the mothers of our church. You may be seated, please. Now, let me honor especially the Jedidahs of our church. Jedidah, the Jedidahs of our church. I want to honor this morning the mothers who are rearing your children under difficult circumstances. For everything Jedidah believed, her husband Ammon did not believe. Everything Jedidah taught little Josiah, her husband Ammon was opposed to it. When she taught him honesty, he taught him dishonesty. When she taught him purity, he taught him impurity. And against the winds and against the stream bucking her, she was faithful and loyal, and she made of the son of Ammon a Josiah, a great king. So I'd like to honor those Jedidahs here this morning. First, I'd like to honor those rearing their children against the downward tug of the father. I know what it's like. When I was 5 years of age, my father took me to a tavern. My father put a bottle of alcoholic beverage on that tavern and tried to get me to drink and get drunk at the age of 5. But my mother was just the opposite. Every time she'd find a bottle of whiskey in Daddy's car, while he was sleeping off a drunk and having a hangover, my mother would go out in the car and get that bottle of whiskey. And she'd bring me out there and say, "Son, I want to show you what I think about it." She'd take Daddy's whiskey and break it over a rock and go, "Hee, hee, 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 hee," with a little fiendish look on her face. I want to stand here today and say that the pastor standing before you today was reared by Jedidah. One whose husband did not believe the book, but she did. One whose husband would not go to church, but she kept on going to church. And this morning, I'd like to honor those of you. I see you. I see you sitting there by yourself with your children, wishing your husband were here. I see you walking down the hallways of the church with no husband beside you. I see you putting a little baby in the nursery wishing your husband would come. I want to honor you today. I will not call your names. I'll not ask you to stand. I would not embarrass you. But I just want you to know that your pastor is aware of the fact that you're doing the job by yourself. Thank God for these Jedidahs. Thank God for those who say, if my husband doesn't stand, I'm not going to drop out of church because my husband does. I'm not going to go my husband's route. I'm going to teach my boys and my girls to serve God, believe this Bible, and be decent and right. So hang in there, Jedidah. Don't give up. Don't turn back. Keep on going upstream. And someday, maybe you'll have a Josiah to point to. Then there are those this morning I'd like to honor who are rearing their children alone after having been deserted by their husbands. I see you. I see you sitting there looking at other couples that are together. And I see you with memories when your husband was there. But you've been deserted. Some whore came in between you and your husband. And your husband is left and you're rearing the children by yourself. May I this morning salute that army of people. And don't forget them. You ladies whose husbands sit beside you this morning. Don't forget those who are less fortunate. Don't forget those who live alone. And they fill out the income tax. And they mow the yard. And they take care of all the repairs. And they have to be a mother and a father. And they wish that somebody would be a father in this. I know what I'm talking about. I was reared that way. My mother was, Jedidah. And I salute you this morning. Third group I'd like to salute. I'd like to salute those of you who, you mothers whose husbands are in heaven and you're having to rear the children by yourself. I'm talking about Mrs. Luckendale. I'm talking about Mrs. Blakesley. I'm talking about Mrs. Staten. I'm talking about Mrs. Sigma and others that I have not time to mention. Those of you who have memories when your husband got up on Mother's Day and fixed breakfast. This morning, I'd like to tell you what I did. I got up before his house then and went down and opened the cereal box. I did it. And, of course, we sat down. She said, where is the milk? I forgot to put the milk on the table. But you remember those days when your husband was honoring you. Mother's Day was special not only because the child honored you, but because you had a man that loved you with all of his heart. But for some reason, unknown, just as our brother's in the hospital, right this very moment, Chad Vest, fighting to live, and beside him, a little wife and mother is reading the Bible to him. When he was in a coma, she is there beside him reading the Bible to him. I talked to Charlie Vest this morning, and have at least once or twice a day for these last few days. And I want to say to those of you, we have not forgotten you. We have not forgotten to pray for you. And I want to honor you, Jedidahs, this morning. Those of you, as I said a while ago, rearing your children against the downward tug of a husband, and those of you rearing your children alone after having been forsaken and deserted by your husband, and those of you whose husbands are in the holy city looking down today, and don't you forget this, they're watching you today, and they're doing all they can to see to it that you have a happy Mother's Day. May God bless you. I'd like to honor this morning those who are rearing their children and pushing a husband in a wheelchair. I'm talking about Mrs. Rogers. I'm talking about those mothers on Mother's Day. The Jedidahs. It's not all peaches and cream for you. You don't have a happy marriage. Or you don't have a husband who's living. Or a husband who's living with you. It's tough. And yet you keep on teaching the Bible. Mothers, don't turn back. You're the hope for this nation. If we don't get mothers right with God, this nation's gone. And nothing is wrong with this nation that couldn't be cured by mothers getting back to being Bible mothers again. Don't give up, Jedidah. Don't give up. It will be worth it all when you see Josiah sitting on the throne or standing behind a pulpit or sitting on a deacon board or teaching a Sunday school class. Or you see a daughter, a godly, respected person who serves God, teaches a class, and a born-again Christian and clean and decent and right. Don't give up, Jedidah. Don't give up. If your husband doesn't come with you, don't give up if your husband's in heaven. Don't give up if your husband's deserted you. And don't give up if you're rearing your children because your husband's not well. I'd like to also this morning honor another group, those who suffer illness and pain while doing your motherly task. Some of you are doing your motherly task while cancer lurks in your body.
Others are doing you motherly tasks while you're crippled or while you have serious arthritic condition. May I salute you this morning. Those of you yourself, you are not well while you nurse those who are not well. And while you sit to the bedside of a child who's not well, and while you teach that child, don't give up. Go against the obstacle like Jedidah did. And one day, it'll be worth it. May I honor those of you, mothers today, who are rearing those who are handicapped. I'm talking about Mrs. Brock. That little boy with muscular dystrophy. He'll never be on a throne. That little girl who's blind will never accomplish great things for God. That little child who passed away, triplets born. One died as a child, a little child, and one with muscular dystrophy, and the other is blind. I mean, okay, you'll never see one of your children on the throne, but God bless you. I salute you this morning. Those of you that have children in the Pathfinders or the Sunbeam Department, and yet you keep on going, you Jedidahs. Let me also this morning salute those who are rearing your children in poverty. I'm talking about you bus parents. I'm talking about those of you who live in the ghettos and you come to church and you wish your kids could have, they're graduating, but they won't have a new suit to wear. They won't have a new dress. They don't have an Easter outfit. They don't have a nice home to go to. They don't have their own little private room. They don't, when they graduate, say, Dad, I want a car for graduation. I've been there. I saw my mother the day I graduated. I saw her cry and say, son, you can't go to your own graduation. Because we didn't wear caps and gowns in those days. We were back down when men were men, didn't wear dresses to graduation. But we wore suits. But I didn't have a suit. Graduation is tonight. I woke up that morning and my mama was weeping and said, son, I'm sorry. I've done everything I can to get you a suit, but you can't go to your own graduation. And the morning of my graduation, I was told I couldn't even walk across the platform at Southern Methodist University in the Carlin Auditorium where our high school graduated. And I couldn't even go. Thank God that they provided a suit. But I know what I'm talking about. I know what it's like for a mother not to be able to provide for her children. May I salute you that are rearing your children in poverty. Hang in there. Let me remind you that some of the fairest and most fruitful trees in the garden of God had their first rooting in the ghettos, the alleys, and hovels. Let me remind you that many more of successful servants of God come from the slums than from the palaces. Where did we get Dr. Tom Malone? A broken home, reared by his grandparents on a farm in northern Alabama. Where did we get Dr. John R. Rice? An orphan lad whose mother passed away when she was 6. Where did we get Dr. Bill Rice? From sleeping underneath a viaduct in Dallas, Texas, to keep out of the winds and underneath a bridge overlooking the Trinity River. Most of the great men of God, they did not come from the palaces. They came from the ghettos. And the fairest plant, get this, the fairest plant ever planted and graced our earth grew up in the stench and vileness of Nazareth, a wicked, poverty-stricken city. They heard that Jesus came from Nazareth and they said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Rise up, mama, in the ghetto. You rear a Josiah and you be a Jedidah. I salute you, mothers, who cannot give to your children what you wish you could give them. You Jedidahs. You Jedidahs. Rearing your children against the downward tug of a husband. You Jedidahs, rearing your children alone after having been deserted by your husband. You Jedidahs, whose husbands are in heaven, you rear your children alone. You Jedidahs, who are rearing children and pushing your husband in a wheelchair. You Jedidahs, who suffer illness and pain, but keep on doing your mother's task. You Jedidahs, who rear those who are handicapped and can never be a Josiah. You Jedidahs, who are rearing your children in poverty. Number 8, let me salute you Jedidahs today, whose child-rearing days are only hazy memories. Talk about our senior saints. Though she'll never admit it, I'd like to salute Mrs. Hiles. For 31 years, she's been 39 years of age. I'd like to salute you folks, you senior saints, you mamas. No longer does the little child's feet or little children's feet hurt around your place. No longer does the little hand pat you on the cheek and say, I love you, mommy. And you're living in memories. May I salute you, the senior people of our church, the mothers of our church, up 70, 75, 80, 85, 90 years of age. May I salute you and thank God for you. What a joy to be the pastor of people like you. And may I salute those Juditas, that squad of ladies never privileged to bear or rear a child. You'd hope to. You had dreams of being a mother someday. For some reason, God did not choose you to be a mother. You and your husband are childless, and you have to live that way. And as others go to the school at the special meeting at the grade school, you have no reason to go. And others graduate, you have no reason to go. And you never walk down the aisle and sit on the front row while your lovely daughter is being given in marriage. May I salute you today. You don't have to be a mother to be a mother. You can have a mother's heart and never bear a child. May I salute you today. Your dreams have vanished. May I salute the Juditas today who will never know the caresses of a husband. Nobody got up and poured your cereal this morning like I did so sacrificially. Now, don't criticize me. I did make some toast. Now, I put the coffee in the electric coffee pot, too. I did. Boy, I tell you how fortunate you are. I like to salute those that will never wear a wedding dress. You'll never have a reception after your wedding. You'll never know what it is to have a wedding shower. No one will ever propose marriage to you. I'd like to salute you this morning. I'm talking about people like Maxine Jeffries. I'm talking about people like Pam Hibbert. I'm talking about people like Dorothy Woods, Joan Lindish. Please forgive me if I have not mentioned your name because I've thought of many of you. I salute you this morning. Thank God for your happy spirit. On Mother's Day, may you have a day just as happy as if you had a bunch of little kids around the house today. And may I remind you the joys of never changing a diaper. May I remind you the joys of never having to clean up after a mud on the carpet in the living room. May I remind you of the joy of always having hot water when you want to take a bath. Glory to God. Girls get married but don't have any kids. I know my wife and I are going to have any more. We've just sat down and had a talk. We're not going to have any more kids. But let me salute you, Juditas. You who keep on cheerfully and happily and optimistically. Who've never had an embrace from a husband. Or never heard a husband say, I love you. Or never exchanged vows at the altar. And lastly, you love that word, don't you? Lastly. One fellow said the two words I love the most are words in closing. But sometimes my lastlies are longlies too. May I this morning salute you, Juditas, rearing your children against the downward tug of a father, making a Josiah out of the son of an Ammon. May I salute those of you rearing your children alone after having been deserted by your husband. I salute those Juditas whose husbands are in heaven. You rear the children alone. I salute those Juditas who are rearing children and pushing their husbands in a wheelchair. Those who suffer illness and pain while they do their mother's duties and tasks. Those who rear those who are handicapped and will never rear a Josiah. Those rearing your children in poverty, wishing you had can provide for them like others do. Those of you whose child-rearing years are only memories, our senior saints, may I salute those Juditas, that squad of ladies never privileged to bear or rear a child. May I salute those who will never know the caresses of a husband. And may I salute those in closing who have given birth in travail only to see your child taken to heaven. I walk today, as I do often, around the building before Sunday school. And I pass by some of the departments I shook the security guard. They follow me everywhere I go. But if I find looking the other way, I'll run by myself so I won't be. So I went out this morning. I made a trip around the departments. For some reason or other, Brother Steve, I walked by the nursery door. And I saw that little plaque there on the nursery door remembering your precious child. May I salute those of you. For 9 months you suffered. Entered the jaws of death and gave birth and became a mother. And then, like my mother did twice, you saw that little child breathe its last breath. May I salute Brenda Hiles today as she spends Mother's Day with two boys already in heaven who died, one by crib death and one recently. May I salute all of you mothers today, and there are many of you who had to stand beside the grave and say goodbye to those to whom you gave birth. I wish you could feel my heart this morning. I've been privileged to pastor the greatest people in the world for 40 years nearly. And among those great people, a great army of mothers, women if you please, Jedidas. If this morning you're not a Jedida, if your children are all well, none of them have gone to heaven yet, and you're well, your husband's at home, and he's well, he loves you, he loves the children, I salute you. What you ought to do this morning is jump up and down and say, thank God, thank God, thank God. But if you are a Jedidah, keep on going. I've been looking at that pew right there on the fourth seat all during the song service where Mamie Brown is, where my mother used to sit. I've been remembering the clinic in Howells Anderson College from which she went to heaven. And I've been remembering how that so many of these things, my mother reared a son by herself, reared a son against the downward tug of a father and a husband. Not well herself. Thank God for my mother, and thank God for yours. Tell mother I'll be there in answer to her prayer. This message, blessed Savior, to her bear. Tell mother I'll be there, heaven's joys with her to share. Oh, Savior, tell my mother I'll be there. Would you? Mother's Day, what a day to get saved. What a day to prepare to meet your mama. If your mother is not saved, what a day to come to Jesus Christ. I salute you today, Jedidah. Hang in there. Keep on going. You're the hope of the world and the hope of our country. Would you bow your heads, please?